I'd like to read a couple of passages of Scripture to us tonight. First of all, from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12. Dearest friends, you were always so careful to follow my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, you must be even more careful to put into action God's saving work in your lives, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing so that no one else can speak a word of blame against you. You are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of crooked and perverse people. Let your lives shine brightly before them. Hold tightly to the word of life so that when Christ returns, I will be proud that I did not lose the race, and that my work was not useless. But even if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering to complete the sacrifice of your faithful services, that is, if I am to die for you, I will rejoice, and I want to share my joy with all of you. And you should be happy about this, and rejoice with me. And the second reading from Hebrews chapter 8, from verse 7. If the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no need for a second covenant to replace it. But God himself found fault with the old one when he said, "The day will come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. They did not remain faithful to my covenant, so I turned my back on them, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds so they will understand them, and I will write them on their hearts so they will obey them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their family, saying, 'You should know the Lord.' For everyone from the least to the greatest will already know me, and I will forgive their wrongdoings, and I will never again remember their sins." When God speaks of a new covenant, it means he has made the first one obsolete. It is now out of date and ready to be put aside. We thank God for his word to us tonight. I have a book which I have used in evening services before, Devotional Classics, which is extracts from a number of great spiritual writers from across the centuries. And one that has particularly drawn my attention this week is one by somebody called Catherine of Siena. And I think she's worth looking at because the extracts in the book are fantastic. And she writes in her book about the way that Christians often start doing sort of their work for God with great enthusiasm, but over time, it becomes a bit of a drudge, okay? You change from there, "Yes, Lord, I really want to do this," to, "Oh, this is what I've got to do." Yeah, and she quotes somebody who's doing a lot of work, visiting the sick, feeding the poor and all of that, and saying, like, "I'm expected to do it because of who I am, but actually if I could find a way out of doing it, then I would find a way to get out to do it." And Catherine of Siena draws our attention to the two passages that I've read for you tonight. One from Philippians 2, which is a passage really when Paul is trying to really enthuse them about doing God's work. You know, you were doing it great when I was around, but now I'm gone, make it really good. And he talks there, most translations put it something like this, that God is at work within us both to will and to do. Yeah? So it's not simply that we need the power of God to do what God calls us to do, although most definitely we do need that. What we also need is a work of God inside us by his Holy Spirit so that we want the right thing. Otherwise, it does become a drudgery. And Catherine of Siena, she talks about parents whose sons go away on military service and how proud they are of them and how they talk about the way that they, they're proud of what they're doing and that they are able to bear the separation from the children and the risk of the child dying because they believe in what the child is doing. And she comments that if the same children had said, we want to go for missionary work, that the parents would have been talking about all the risks and how dangerous it was. Saying, there is more in their heart for military service than there is for God's service. So what she's trying to say through that particular illustration is, we need God to work in our priorities. We need God to change us. And she goes on to say, isn't it amazing how it is that what people are able to do when they really want to do something? Yeah? You know, people have got an interest and the amount of effort they will put in to find out about that interest. You know, the training that sports people are prepared to do because they care about sporting success. You know, the work that students, well, some students anyway, are prepared to put in to achieve the degrees that they want to achieve and get the success afterwards. How businessmen are prepared to work, and businesswomen, ridiculously long hours to achieve what they want. If you want to do it, it's going to be an awful lot easier to do it. And hence that reading from Philippians about God being at work in us to will as well as to do. So instead of finding what we do to be a drudge and a chore and something that we kind of feel that we're doing it because we ought to do it, instead tonight, let's come to God and let's ask him to work on our hearts. Catherine of Siena also says, you know, when parents are struggling with their children, you know, the children don't want to do what's good for them. You know, she said she's heard a parent say something like this, you know, if only I could get inside my kids. You know, if only I could get them to see as I see. If only I could get them to understand as I understand. And she says, that's what God is saying to us. If only I could get inside you. If only you'd let my spirit work in you so that you see as I see, so that you hear as I see, so that you want what I want. And that's what God is doing within us by his Holy Spirit. God wants our action. God is at work in us to do. God is at work in us because there are things that we should be doing and we must get on with them. But God is also about touching us at a deeper place than that so that we actually want what he wants. And that's what the reading from Hebrews is saying to us, this idea of an old covenant that was obsolete, that when the covenant was made in Old Testament times, the covenant agreement was, God says, I commit to you, you commit to me. How did they commit to God? By taking on the Ten Commandments and all the other rules that they had. This was what matters. They were expected to obey those commandments. If they obeyed the instructions, then they were obeying God. Well, that turned out to be a very difficult thing for them to do, but that was the basic requirement. Do what you are being told. But it tells us in Hebrews and elsewhere in different language in the New Testament that old covenant is obsolete, The commandment that is based on rule keeping is no more. It's not how God is working. God says, what I want to do, what I am doing by my Holy Spirit, is I'm putting my laws on your minds so that you think about them, and I'm putting them in your heart so that they will be at the absolute deepest place of your lives. So tonight, there may be things that we need to do that we want to talk to God about. But what perhaps is more important tonight is that we offer to God our wills. And we say, Lord, shape us. Lord, we say yes to you changing us so that we do see as you see and hear as you hear and think as you think. That's what it says, isn't it? We have the mind of Christ. In other words, we think like Jesus thinks. And to do that, it is really important that we rip up, as the writer to the Hebrews does, the old covenant. It's very important that we realize it's not about rule keeping anymore. It's about something that is far deeper than that. It's not about you ought to come to church on Sunday. It's not about that you shall not commit adultery. It's not even about you shall not covet what your neighbor's got. It's about God saying, I'll place my Holy Spirit in you and I will change you fundamentally. And the writer to the Hebrews says, you know, how's it going to be that you're not going to need to teach each other to know the Lord? You're not going to need to say, well, this is God and he's over here. Because God is here. And God is at work within us. And then, the writer to the Hebrews says, we will obey God's commands. But it will come from a very, very different place. And the writer to the Hebrews calls us to be faithful to this new covenant that God has given to us. And the outcome of that, well, it's in Philippians. I seem to be drawn to passages that talk about us shining as lights, and there's another one. You know, you live in a crooked, as it says in this translation, you live in a dark world, a world full of crooked and perverse people. Let your lives shine brightly before them so that I can be proud of you. And may God be proud of us as we seek him to change us from the inside. So let's come to him and pray together. Father, it is true that too often we think about all the stuff that we need to do rather than thinking of the work that you want to do within us. Father, thank you that our covenant with you is not based on rule keeping, but is based on you placing something deep within us. So, Father, by your Holy Spirit, we pray that you will work in each one of us. Father, we pray that you will renew our minds. We pray that you will change the ways that we think. We pray that you will enable us to say, yes, Lord, come and fill me. Come and make my attitude the same as that of Christ Jesus. Come and fill me with the love of Christ that will compel me to do what you are calling me to do. Father, we offer you any sense that we have today of drudgery or hard work in what you call us to. And Lord, we pray you will refresh us and fill us again. Father, that what it says in the letter to the Hebrews will really be true for each other, that we will not need in this church family to say to each other, know the Lord, because we will all know you very, very deeply. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. Amen.